And now Todd Brown for the tip of the day.
True to our pledge to bring you expert advice and information, we again present Tom Brown, lifelong fisherman and hunter with writing experience for some national magazines such as Field & Stream, Outdoor Life, and many others. When he lived in Montana, Tom was an outfitter and fishing and hunting guide for more than 20 years.
Hi everyone, my name is Tom Brown and we're here for Pennsylvania Backcountry today to talk about a real problem with a lot of the new knives that people use today. This one just happens to be one that's made by Gerber, called a Gerber Gator. And if you look at it, there's serrations on the blade. The steel is very, very good in the knife and it will maintain an edge out here on the front. But the serrated part of it is really a real problem for sportsmen to sharpen. Today I'll show you how to do that. It's really not all that complicated and you can maintain this knife in really good cutting order for a long, long time. Basically, you begin sharpening exactly the same way that you would with any other knife. You want to start at roughly a 15 to 20 degree angle and try to slice the sliver off of your stone. Just maintain that same angle for 3 or 4 strokes on each side, turn it over and sharpen it exactly the same way on the other side. Again, maintain that 15 to 20 degree angle and try to make sure that it stays just about there. We'll do the same thing from this side. Now, if we're just using a stone, you want to maintain that angle, keep going back and forth, and eventually turn your stone over. We'll put a little bit more oil on the stone. Now, when we get to the fine side of the stone, we're going to maintain about a 30 degree angle. Spread the oil around, tilt that knife up just a little bit more so that we maintain a little sharper angle, and keep the blade moving back and forth over the stone that way. About 4 strokes on each side. We'll do exactly the same thing this way. And all that we're really doing right now is hitting this edge just like a regular knife edge, but this serrated edge, the only thing we're touching is the top edge of it. If we keep it moving and try to maintain that 30 degree angle, we should end up with a real nice sharp edge before too long. We have another thing that's come out on the market in the last few years, and that's these Lansky knife sharpeners. They've actually been around for a long time, and what they do is maintain the same angle when we start to sharpen any knife like that. What we do is clip this angle guide right through the blade. You want to clip it on the back fourth edge, or back fourth of the blade, away from the edge. We'll lock that in place, and these are the stones that we use. They have these little guide rods that fit up into the hole, and we turn this thumb screw and lock them in place. All that that does is allow us to fit it into the guide on the angle bracket. That in turn will maintain that same angle as I try to sharpen the knife. And by starting with the coarse stone and moving it back and forth across the edge, we don't want to take everything off of one side. We have to go back and forth from side to side. Now I've started on the 20 degrees. We want to drop it into the third hole down and just polish that edge. We keep it moving now. What we're trying to do is get that edge to come to a long, slow taper. Now I'll put that back in the hole. We're going to concentrate most of our sharpening on this edge away from the serrated part of the blade. So we just go ahead, keep moving the stone back and forth, and then look at it, and you'll be able to see just exactly where the stone is touching the blade. And that's on the 20 degree angle. So we keep it going there, and we'll go back, take a little bit more at 20 degrees again off of this edge. And this is the edge, if you look at it close, you can see that this is the opposite edge from the serrations. We'll keep it moving. Now we can go to this medium stone. We'll drop this in at the 25 degree slot. Exactly the same way. We keep it moving. You want to try to turn the knife back and forth at least twice with each stone. The reason for that is because we don't want to take a whole lot of metal off one side and none off of the other. Now, we'll just assume that we've done that twice. And now we're ready to use the fine stone. When we use the fine stone, all that we're doing is buffing or polishing the edge that I have already. This one goes into the 30-degree angle. And I'm going to do this over the full length of the blade. And on the serrated edge, concentrate as much as you can on the front edge of the blade. That's what we're trying to get sharp. Back here, again on the 30-degree angle, we're going to, now we'll polish the whole edge. We move the stone back and forth this way, try to polish the whole edge. We'll turn it, do the same thing over here. Just a little bit on the serrated part. Concentrate on the front edge. Back on this edge, we'll turn it again to the 30 degree. And we run the blade, run the stone now the full length of the blade from the tip all the way back to the hilt. Back and forth like this a few times. Now we're ready to set that aside. We can take the angle bracket off. And what we're going to do now is clean that blade a little bit. Then we can use one of two things to sharpen the inside of these serrations. If you have a honed steel, you can use a honed steel. If you have a crock stick, you can use the crock stick. I like the honed steel for this more than anything because of the variations in the size on the angles, or the arcs. All that I do is move this the full length of the steel back and forth in each one of those serrations. If you keep it moving this way, it doesn't take very long until you've taken all those rough edges off. Just a few strokes. And if you clean it again, you feel that edge right now, that knife is all ready to gut your Pennsylvania buck.